closing down. We had a meeting when they were talking about all this covenant. In fact, I saw my badge. I wore that day. They called it town hall. Maybe Sunday I'll wear my town hall badge. And we're telling them. And the Lord told me, he said, when you go to that meeting, tell them two things. He said, any church at all that does not believe the Bible from the first page to the last page will close. And any church that does not give the Holy Spirit free way among them will close. He said, when you go there, tell them, any church that does not believe the Bible from the first page to what? The last page, that church will close down. So it's a matter of time. And any church that does not give the Holy Spirit free way to carry out his ministry in the body, say that church will close. I told him. So I want to tell you, if you really want to see, live the maximum spirit, is that how they pronounce it? Weird? What? It's not this weird stuff, you see. It's not these things that you just want to be ashamed of. That people are doing. It's so decent. It's so orderly. And so gentle. So, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life and in the body of Christ can be categorized into three major headings. And we're going to study all of them. The first one is his ministry in us. His ministry where? In you. You must understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life, in you, the Spirit that is in you. Why is he there? What is he doing? You must understand God will use you for something. If you give him opportunity. Something greater than that. If you understand what he's doing in you, then you cooperate with him. And the job will be what? Done. But if you don't understand, you will not cooperate with him. And as long as the Holy Spirit is concerned, there cannot be fellowship without agreement. For two cannot work together except what? And he does not change. There's no iota of change with him. And so if I want to work with him, I better understand his ways, what he's doing in me, so that I can cooperate with him, so that the reality can be my benefit. And number two, his spirit upon us. His ministry upon us. The first one is his ministry where? In us. Then the second one is what? His ministry upon us. There is the ministry of the Holy Spirit upon you when he came upon you at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a different ministry from what he's doing in you. And you must understand it and understand it very well. Then there is his ministry among us as a body. So there is his ministry. The first one is what? In us. The second one is what? Upon us. The third one is what? Among us. When we gather as a body, he walks through the body. Because we are the body of Christ. We are his arm, his mouth, his leg. He uses the body. The body is the means through which he does stuff in nations. The church. So, and if you don't know his ministry in the body, when he begins to do something, you'll be doing another thing altogether. You'll be criticizing it. So we're going to look at his ministry in us. So we start with that. In John chapter 16, verse 13. John chapter 16, verse 13. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, what was he called? The Spirit of what? And Jesus is the truth. It's the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you, what? Into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth again, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. He shall testify of what? Me, 27. And you shall also bear witnesses. Did you see where he's talking about what the Spirit will do with you? You will bear witnesses. This is what he would do with you. But he's telling you what he would do for you. He would testify of me, and all, you also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. So, what is the Holy Spirit doing in us? It's primarily to reveal Jesus Christ to us. To reveal who? Jesus Christ to you. And because we do not know the value of this knowledge, we do not seek it. And people think you can. I was telling my wife, I said, my greatest frustration is that we read the Bible, applaud the Bible, but we don't allow the Bible guide us. We don't allow the scripture guide us. I've noticed that people can talk about the Bible with the Bible, but when it comes to real life, they push the Bible somewhere and just do what they want to do. I want to plead with you. Let the Bible guide you. Because God said, my word is what? Lamp unto your feet and light to show you the path to follow. I was talking to somebody. I said, if you remove the scripture, if you remove the word in any affair of your life, you walk in darkness. Because that's light that shows you what to do in that circumstance. That's why I was talking about prayer. You must go back to scripture and find out what the will of God what is on the issue. Because that's what shines light where you can have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He's in the light, so he's showing you where the Holy Spirit is on that issue and what he will do. So you can walk with him. So we must allow the Spirit, the scripture to teach us about the kingdom of God and about what God has planned for us. So the Holy Spirit is in us to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ to what? To us. And to show us the things that are freely given to us. And these are the truths that we need to know to bear fruit. You don't bear fruit with the laws of Moses. Jesus is the vine. And we are what? The branches. So without the vine, you cannot bear fruit. It's simple as that. You must be familiar with who Jesus is. And you must know the things that are freely what? Given to you. And these things, this information, you cannot get from the Old Testament stuff. You cannot get it from the old and does not give you a solution. That's why the Bible says, if you're under the Spirit, you are no more under the law. You are out of there. And so, the ministry of the Spirit in us is spelled out here in 1 Corinthians 2:11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Knoweth what? No man. But the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. See the ministry of the Holy Spirit in us, that we might what? Know the things that are freely given to us of God. So knowing the person of Jesus and knowing those things that are freely given to us is one of the primary, that's not all he does in us. That's not all. But this is one of the primary ministries of the Holy Spirit. It's not falling down. You're not anointing, shake it. I've said it over and I'll repeat it. Heal yourself by following feelings for God's sake. You won't go far. Let me say it again. Cure yourself from following what? Feelings. Feelings is your body. It's the language of this thing. It doesn't mean what the Holy Spirit is doing. If you follow feelings, you will miss God all the time. Follow your spirit, what is witnessing to you. Where? You may not feel anything. You don't have to feel. Listen, I'm begging you. Stop using this language. I feel the anointing. Delete it from you. You don't have to feel nothing. Rather, you say, I know he's here. Can I hear amen? Paul said, I know in whom. He didn't say, I feel him. So when you pray and you feel like nothing happens, it makes no difference whatsoever. Because God walks by his word. If he says, if you ask me, I will give. That's all. But if you go by feeling, then you are waiting for the feeling. Then you feel your body, whether you are healed, feel it. We'll never get anything from God. We'll never. Impossible. Faith is not feeling. Faith is knowing what the truth is and believing it, period. Whether you feel it or not. Amen? I've seen God do incredible things when I felt nothing. Actually, when I felt like nothing happened. Felt really like nothing. Zero. But you know, you train yourself, because the devil uses those things to plant doubt in your life. I've said it, one of his greatest weapons is to plant doubt, to make you doubt God. That's one of his greatest things he's doing. Have you not noticed sometimes you are praying, your mind is going away. Something is talking to you about something else. He wants to either confuse you or plant doubt that God didn't hear you. So he wants to make God a liar. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Let every man be a liar, but God be what? True. If God ever said it, that thing is yea. Whether you feel it or no. So in Philippians 3:8, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Have we found the infinite value of knowing Christ? What is infinite? What is endless? When the Holy Spirit describes something as endless, it means the value of knowing Christ is totally what? And you can't quantify it. Have you found out this truth? To seek this thing, so you at least you tap into these values. That's why you can talk of Jesus every day of your life, because his value is what? Endless. That's why Paul said, I want to know him. He said, the value of knowing him is totally endless. It's completely, he said, there's no knowledge that compares with this. To know Christ, who he is. And let us not forget that at the time of Paul was very learned. So you couldn't say that he didn't have knowledge. So he was comparing his knowledge he got under Gamaliel, under the studying the law, studying books. He said, this knowledge do not what? Compare to this one. The law couldn't do what this is doing to me. My question is, you as a Christian, have you found the value of knowing Christ Jesus himself? The endless value. Can you take a paper and say, in knowing Christ, this is what has happened, this is what has happened. Wow, whoa. You can count on your fingers, Christians who have found the value of knowing Jesus. You can count it. But they want the law read so that the veil will what? Remain there. Do you know that if I sit him down and be telling him, you must not do this thing, I must not do this thing, it has value to it. But that may not sustain him after a long time. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It has value to it, but the devil can put more pressure on him. He will forget everything. I said. But when you know Christ Jesus and build faith on him, that faith will overcome whatever the devil throws at you. Whatever it is. That's why the Bible says this is the victory you have, even your faith. Whatever the enemy throws, that shield will knock it off. And it won't be you doing it. It will be the Holy Spirit using the word, your faith, to do stuff. Praise the Lord. That's why Paul said, he said, I've done all this, yet not I, but the grace of God. And so he said, for this sake, I have discarded everything else. Nothing else is important to me. Counting everything as garbage so that I can gain this knowledge of Christ, so that I can gain Christ. So you see, the value of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in us to reveal who Jesus Christ was is so important. It's so, when you kneel down to pray, make it your topic, Lord, reveal your son to me. I want to know him. So 2 Corinthians 3:18. I don't know if we read it before. Did we? 3:18. Did we read it? Okay, let's read 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all of us, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of what? The Lord, are now changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord, so that the change that we're talking about doesn't come by human effort. It comes by the power of the Spirit. But you have to behold and see the Lord. You have to know his glory. You have to know who he is. That's why Paul said this is, the value of this thing is endless. You take it in any direction. You find it, it helps you. Amen? I said amen. Do you have any question here? Because I want to continue. Did you get what I'm saying? What did I say? Huh? It's endless. Yeah, that's what he's saying here. This side, what did you say? Say amen, at least if you don't say. To open your eyes to know Christ. That's awesome. That's wonderful. If you wouldn't know unless you desire. Brethren, do you know that I, as a pastor, there was a time if you preach this and I'd be angry with you. I'll say this before. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I was walking in spiritual what? Blindness. You know, let me tell us something. Please listen to me. If you don't learn by wisdom, you will learn by what? You have experience in life that your pride will do. All that I know they hear, I will just go to them. They say in my place, they say, somebody who says he doesn't hear, he will hear when they tie him with a rope. Because you see, if you are going in the wrong direction now, one day you will meet the result of it now. So you don't need pastor to talk about it. That's why I don't argue with people. I don't believe in tithing. That's your business. If you like, don't tithe. That's your business. You have not come here to do a fundraising anything. If you tithe, don't tithe, God will do what you do. But you miss out. You miss out. I will miss. Praise the Lord. If it's your profit, gain. If it's not profit, one day you realize the devil is there to eat your breakfast for you. So if you don't learn by wisdom, experience will what? Teach you. You teach you. So I didn't want to learn until I became depressed. Preaching to church. I was so I nearly quit pastoring. I'm not kidding you. I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, I just want to be sincere with you. This is not working. Hey, I'm telling you. I said, Lord, it's not working and I'm quitting. I said, Lord, you know, I'm a pharmacist, so I'm going back to do pharmacy. I'm done. I said, I'm done. It's not working. I don't want to continue. It's not working. He let me hit what? The wall. That's when he said to me, he said, what you are preaching is not my word. I said, really? So I've been sweating for nothing. He said to me, he said, since you became a Christian, how many times have you heard him teach on my son Jesus Christ? I said, I have not. He said, that's the problem. He said, I'll walk in the darkness. He said, the only one without him, you can do nothing, they neglect and want to do something. He said to me, he said, all those things you are teaching them, do you think they don't know it? He said, if you tell someone not to steal, he said, do you think he doesn't know it? Doesn't. He said, I haven't told him anything new. And that because they are sincere, they are struggling with it. They are struggling with it. And the thing is defeating them. So they hide it now under. And come, and because they don't want pastor to know. They showed me, he said, go and preach Christ what? Crucified. He said, he is the one that sets people free. So I took off 40 days seeking God. I said, Lord, I need to understand this. When I came to preach Christ, and God is my witness, I didn't last one sermon. I realized that I really didn't know him. That's when I went back to the Lord. I said, I don't know him. He said, yeah, I want you to find out. You don't know him. You are as ignorant as the rest of them. And I began to ask him to open my what? Eyes, to teach me who his son is. And boy, it was a different ballgame. I could not contain myself. And from that point, my life began to, I'm telling you, no effort. This thing is absolutely, don't have to doubt. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Change by the Spirit of God as you behold him. Looking unto who? That's why the Holy Spirit said we should look. They say look on. They say look unto Jesus. That's the author and finisher of your faith that gives you faith. So we must look at him and know who he is, and then we must understand the accomplished work on the cross. What they mean to you as a Christian. You know, as I was preparing this, I was really feeling so bad. I said, Lord, I've been teaching this, and he said, go teach it again. He said, because they don't know it. He said, if I send you, he said, what I told you, because I know the heart of everybody. The accomplished work on the cross. We must know it because we depend on those work to live. Look at Philippians 3:3. For we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We are the truly circumcised Christians. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort. This is it. Paul said, I rely on what Christ what has done for me. Which means I need to be familiar with it. I need to be very familiar with this thing. It's not just a church doctrine. It has to be a living truth in me. One day, I found that I was producing blood. When I mean blood, loss of blood. Loss of blood. And I said to the Lord, what is this? The devil is still trying your faith. He said, yeah, sure. I said to the devil, it is what? And once I stood on that scripture, the thing lasted about 2 days. That was it. because the devil came to bombosom me, say, you have cancer, you have this, you have that, you have that. I said, no, in Christ, I don't have it. I'm in Christ. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my what? My being doesn't contain those things. So this is the voice of the stranger. This is your voice. And this is what God said. Many years back. That's the end. That's why, you see, these things that Christ accomplished, they're the things we live by. They're the things we depend on. They're the things we stand on. When the storms come, you have to fall back on what Christ has accomplished for you. You must fall back on it because we have nothing else to live on. There's no other work that was done for me and you for us to live in the glory of God except what Christ has what? Accomplished. There's no other work. So you can't neglect those things because you don't have alternative. You can't produce alternative. So that's why the Spirit of God is revealing to us the person of Jesus and what he accomplished for us on the cross so that we can live with those truths. They form the basis of our faith and we become immovable. He becomes our foundation, the rock of what? Our salvation. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And you hear the Lord say to you, I'm proud of you, my son. You believe me? You believe me? Let me see my glory. Galatians 6:14. We're talking about what the Holy Spirit is doing in us. The revelation he's giving us in us to solidify us against the storms the enemy usually will bring. Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. God forbid that I should what? Glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there any other translation? We can hear you. Do you have any other translation? Somebody read Galatians 6:14, another translation. Huh? No, they can't turn back and be looking at that one. Okay, I can read for you. You see what the Holy Spirit is saying? What he revealed to Paul about what Christ achieved? He says, as for me, I never boast about anything. I have no confidence in anything. There is nothing that is the basis of my confidence in this life except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I don't have any other basis of confidence in facing life itself. What am I going to boast about? To boast is where your confidence is. He said, I don't have any other except this cross of our Lord, what? Jesus. He said, that's my basis of confidence all day, every day of my life. He says, because of that cross, my interest in this world has been what? Crucified. And the world's interest in me has also died. This is this man's testimony to the world about himself. He testifies this thing. He said to Timothy, don't be ashamed of the gospel. So any of us can stand up and give this testimony anywhere. And said, my confidence is in the cross. If you give this testimony in an average church, everybody will be looking at you like you lost your mind. But that's what Paul wrote to the churches. He wrote this thing to the churches. He said, let me tell you my testimony. As for me, Paul, I'm not teaching you doctrine. I'm telling you me, Paul. May I never boast about anything else except the cross of our Lord Jesus. As for me, Paul, this is me. I'm not teaching you now. I'm just giving you testimony about my life. That my confidence is in this cross. That in this cross, I have found that my interest in this world has been what? Crucified. Annihilated. So, are you shocked that a lot of Christians are still being bamboozled by the world? Movies in the world. World movies interest them. They spend money financing Netflix what? Eh? Netflix, is it Netflix or Netflix? And watching junk from Satan. Being entertained by evil. Being entertained by evil. And showing it to their children. And when those children grow and refuse to go to church, they start fighting Satan. But that's when they planted all this in their heart. What did the Holy Spirit say? Love not the world. And the things that are what? He said, if you do that, the love of the Father will be choked out. You won't love God. Love not the world. Do you know there are Christians who go to movies instead of Bible study? I mean, there's a new movie came. They go instead of Bible study. The Bible said their heart has been what? Hardened. And go and check their life. It's so worldly. Oh, it's so worldly. Their boast is not in the cross at all. Their boast is in their money, their jobs, their days. They look at their fat bank account and they have confidence in it. And the Bible says, don't trust in money when it is increasing because they can fly like a bird and do what? Get away. Check if I'm lying. They look, they're paying here $46 an hour. Ah, let me take it there. Fat bank account. Some is just leisure and laziness. Leisure and laziness. Cross leg and watch news. Watch, and then after watching news, they get angry because they will talk about Trump. They get angry. They say, get the man, let us kill him. And then the next 4 hours, they will sit down talking anger. Yeah, I'm telling you. They can't even discern the source of that anger. It's not the Holy Spirit. You know a lot of Christians are angry. Huh? How does it promote yourself? Healthy Christian life. Please explain to me. Jesus, the Holy Spirit told us that thing will give a foothold to the devil in your life and will wreck your life. Is it not what he said? Paul said, my interest in this world has been what? Somebody called me one day. I think that man will regret calling me. He called me, he said, I'm offering you so on all these packages. He said, this one movie, this one movie. I said, sir, I don't want. He said, no, you don't understand. He said, let me explain to you. Then I said, sir, you two don't understand me. I said, free of charge, I won't take. I do not watch movies. The man kept quiet like, did I hear right? I said, sir, I'm telling you, you're bothering me. I don't watch movies. I'm not interested. Free of charge. In fact, if you want to pay me, I won't watch. So don't you call my number and disturb me. I'll bang the phone. I have no interest in that kind of thing. I have no interest in that. We had a pastor's meeting somewhere, and then the pastors were talking about how they show movies in their churches. I didn't say anything. I just sat quiet. And they carry their trouble to me to ask me They said, Pastor Chinne, do you show movies? I said, no. I said, let me tell you people something. It is your Hollywood that ruined our country. I said, let me tell you that it's an abomination to use what the devil is doing in the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit can express himself without Satan. I said, why did you hear that Paul used movies from the world? Where is the meeting point between darkness and what? Right. I said, so the Holy Spirit is incapable of expressing himself without bringing all these people that told us that their goal is to wipe out Christianity. So I told them, I said, when I was growing up, we didn't know violence until your people brought us wild, wild waste films. I said, as a young boy, I will stand up in the classroom and be doing boom, boom, John Wayne, bah, 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 bah. I said, before we knew it, life lost sacredness. I said, that's what your people did us. Everyone went quiet. One of them said, well, I think I stopped going for movies last week. The other person said, I'm no more doing it. I said, you people can do what you like, but you can't mix water and oil. There is no meeting point between the world and the kingdom of God. The devil is the God of this one. The Lord Jesus is the Lord of this one. Can I hear amen? Choose what you like if I preach to you the truth. Do what you like. But God is witness that what I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus had it when I told him. Paul said, this cross is where my interest in this world was what? Finished. I'm not interested in what they do because I know they are God. But and the world in me, so our friendship is over. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Why don't we give this type of testimony? Because we don't know the value of the cross. We want to read the law. My interest in the world wasn't stopped by the law. It was on the cross where I was crucified. Why? Because on the cross I was made a new, old things. Paul said, as for me, share my testimony here. My boast is in the cross of Jesus. Little wonder he said, none of these things what? Neither count my life as a anything. He said, do you people want to break my heart? He said, I'm ready to die for Jesus, who loved me and gave himself. You talk of tithing 10%, you're fighting. Somebody said, my life is poured out as more than money. My life is poured out as an offering for Jesus Christ. My entire life, give it. There are things I hear. I know that a lot of people have had in heart. Seriously. Go and read Hebrews chapter 11 and see what people sacrificed for the gospel, for God. They were sown into two. They wandered in the wilderness. Read it for yourself. And the Bible said the word does not merit this. So we'll continue next Thursday. The ministry of the Holy Spirit, what? In us. Where? To reveal who Christ is and to show us the benefit of the cross. So we too, like Paul, can say, as for me, my boast is what? That cross. That's where my interest in the world is ended. Praise the Lord. Right? You know where my body is. Okay, let's pray.